It's been a while since residents of Sitka have been ordered to head for the hills.
We haven't had anything major since the late 1980s.
Fire Chief Dave Miller.
When I first got here in 88, 89, somewhere right there, we did it three or four times in a row. In fact, we did it once as a test sometime at noon or something. And we did the test, and a minute later, we were setting them off for real because the state sent us a thing. It was really hard to get the public to figure that one out.
The sirens wail less frequently now, and that's by design, says Miller. He says fire officials want to make sure people don't get what he calls cry wolf syndrome, that they take the sirens seriously every time they ring, and so he's been judicious about when to set them off. In the last couple of years, there have been three large earthquakes in the Pacific, including Fridays.
Two of them, we didn't set the sirens off. Two of them, we waited. We followed those earthquakes all around, you know, through the Aleutian Chain and everywhere else that we could, checking with communities all the time to see what wave was there. And both times, we waited to the end and decided that we didn't need to evacuate, that we weren't going to get a wave or a problem that was going to be hazardous to us. This one, we felt different.
And so 15 minutes after the quake struck, the sirens blared and the streets filled up with cars. In an interview on Monday at the fire hall, Miller said officials knew they had time before a wave was expected to hit, so the delay in sounding the sirens was on purpose, to get critical responders rolling before the bulk of Sitka hit the streets.
We started getting heavy equipment for the city shops going, calling those guys so they can get that stuff to high ground. We wanted police officers to be able to get out, give them a little bit of a head start of the traffic that was coming. We wanted to get all our vehicles up to high ground for emergency response stuff after, if there should be a wave.
Did things go well? Yeah, absolutely they did. Did things go bad? Yeah, absolutely they did.
That is Assistant Fire Chief Al Stevens briefing the assembly. He was on call the night of the earthquake, and when he felt the shaking, he got up, dressed, left his home near Thimbleberry, and headed for the fire hall.
And as I was coming around the armory, I noticed that Price Street, there was a lot of cars already starting to come out of Price Street headed in. So people knew what they were doing. They knew it was going to be something big.
Stevens says it's actually a good sign that people did not wait for the sirens. To him, it means efforts are paying off to educate the public that when you feel the ground shake, you should head to higher ground. On the other hand, all those motorists heading in one direction at the same time toward the two schools designated as evacuation centers specifically, well, they caused some problems.
We had a traffic jam.
Jim Dinley is Sitka's municipal administrator.
There was almost like 4,000 vehicles registered, and they all tried to get to the same spot at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so we'll look as to, with the police department, is there a better way to control the flow of traffic and convince a lot of people, if you're that close, start walking.
Other things to correct for next time, the gate on the road leading up to the benchlands was locked. Miller says it'll be open. Fire officials emphasize it's important to have a plan on where your household will evacuate and to have supplies ready to go with you. But they also have some advice for the immediate aftermath of an earthquake.
After the earthquake happens, for that first 10 minutes, don't call the police department, don't call the fire department.
Not unless you're personally experiencing an emergency, Miller says. Otherwise,
we spend that whole time answering the phone. We can't move ahead. We have to answer the phone in case somebody's having a heart attack or something. We have to answer the phone. But we're answering questions. Was that really an earthquake? For the first 4 or 5 minutes, we're assuming that it was. I mean, we felt the same thing you did.
Assembly members praised the response effort, and Miller said that he was happy with the way things went off, by and large. And he acknowledged he could probably go on longer. So could this story, for that matter, with questions and answers about different aspects of Saturday's response. Sitka's local emergency planning committee will probably talk about some of those questions when it meets Thursday at noon at the fire hall. That meeting is open to the public. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.